AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Senate debate on voting legislation is getting heated. With Republicans united in opposition to the bill, Democrats need to change the filibuster rule to get a vote, something two in their ranks oppose. On the Senate floor, Republican Bill Cassidy objected to the reference that the rule is from the Jim Crow era of American history.
It tries to make people think that 2022 is the same as 1965, laced with incredible irony, as our country has seen an African-American president, an African-American vice president.
That drew this response from Senator Cory Booker.
Don't lecture me about Jim Crow. I know this is not 1965. That's what makes me so outraged. It's 2022. And they're blatantly removing more polling places from the counties where Black and Latinos are overrepresented. I'm not making that up. That is a fact.
President Biden is holding a news conference this afternoon, marking his first year in office. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports he's still facing a bitterly divided nation and Congress.
A year ago tomorrow, the president said his focus was bringing America together.
Uniting our people.
But as Republicans blocked voting rights legislation.
Do you want to be on the side of Dr. King? Or George Wallace.
The GOP objected.
George Wallace.
So much for unifying the country.
American University's David Barker says the president seems to have underestimated just how hard that would be.
That was it was a crazy pipe dream.
And the rhetoric has now shifted to going after Republicans in hopes of helping Democrats hold their majorities in the midterms. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is AP News. In New York, the Westchester County DA has released a report on the investigation into the disappearance of Robert Durst's first wife, who he was charged with killing. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
DA Miriam Rocha says the 12-page report is not about assigning blame in the nearly four-decade-old case involving Kathy Durst, whose body was never found.
Some missed opportunities by law enforcement officials directing the early stages of the investigation may have contributed to delay in bringing the charges in this case.
She says those missed opportunities include Durst's false statements, physical evidence, numerous domestic violence incidents, including with a gun, that add up to the investigation pointing to him.
I don't think that anyone here did anything intentional.
Durst died last week while serving a life sentence for killing Susan Berman, who L.A. prosecutors said helped cover Kathy Durst's murder. Julie Walker, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.